And I've heard my grandmother on my mother's side talk about one of her brothers being shot with a name ball and all that. But I can't remember too much about it. Long time ago.
Well, before your grandparents came to Warren County, do you remember where their families were from?
No.
Okay, sure, no. That's getting back a long ways.
Yes.
Are you married?
Been married 42 years.
Wonderful. Is your wife here?
Sure, she's living. She's, she's not at home today, and I don't expect she'll be out here before late this afternoon. She's gone with our oldest son down there, his wife's brother, Dylan.
Oh.
Well, he was out today. About an hour ago.
Oh, good.
He'll be back by this afternoon. He's in the Army down at Fort Benning. 22 years of it for him.
22 years what?
Service.
Wow. Great. Well, how much education has your wife had?
No, I couldn't tell you to save my life.
Oh, okay.
About ninth grade, I imagine.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Did she grow up here in Warrington too?
No, Hancock County.
Hancock County.
She was born in Peach County.
Oh, that's in South Georgia, isn't it?
It's down in Southwest Georgia, below Macon, down Fort Valley.
Oh, yeah.
And they moved to Hancock County when she was about 4 years old.
Do you know where her family comes from?
No, ma'am. I know her mother was raised at Waynesboro.
Uh-huh.
But not where her father came from, I never have heard him say.
Okay.
And I never have asked because...
Sure, no reason to.
No reason.
Okay. Well, now, if you don't mind, I'll ask you these questions that are on our questionnaire.
Well, if I can answer them, I'll answer them. If I can't, I'll tell you.
Okay, that's the way it should be.
If it's too personal, I guess I know.
You'll put me in my place then.
That's right.
Okay. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours, about 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, well, she's coming later this
afternoon.
Okay. And what about the time of day when the sun first appears?
I call that sunup.
Okay.
Instead of sunrise, we say sunup.
Oh. Is there a difference in part of the country? I mean, some people in...
No, well, it's just to say it the way they say it in this part of the state. I mean, in this part of the country.
Uh-huh.
Most people you hear talking about it won't say sunrise. Uh-huh. In this part of the country.
Uh-huh.
It'll be sunup.
Well, that's
sunup
interesting.
Sunup and sundown.
Sunup and sundown. Okay. And suppose there's been a storm, but the clouds go away and it starts to clear up. Do you have an expression for the weather then? You might say it's beginning to...
Break off.
Break off. Okay. And do you have a name for a very, very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Nothing on this hard shower, that's about all.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over the fireplace?
Mantle.
And what about the things that the logs rest on inside the fireplace?
We call those fire dogs.
All right.
Or andirons. Some most call them andirons. Some call them fire dogs.
Okay. And do you have a name for the small pieces of wood that are used to start the fire?
We used to call that lightwood.
Okay.
Which would be fat pine, we call it.
Oh.
Rich pine.
Uh-huh. Is there a difference between just lightwood and rich pine?
Well, the rich pine and lightwood are all the same thing to us.
Uh-huh.
In other words, you can take it. This wood that I'm talking about, we don't have it in this part of the country where it's now because people have burned it up.
Uh-huh.
And you take it and chip it up in little chips, and we call it splinters, kindling-like